This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, David Nelson's are pulled aside at the gate. Joe Bevilacqua realizes he's not as singular as he thought. The trouble with names. But first, there's an old Yiddish saying that if an unlucky man sold umbrellas, it would stop raining. If he sold candles, the sun would never set. And if he sold coffins, people would live forever.
There's also an old Arab proverb. Throw a lucky man in the sea and he'll come up with a fish in his mouth. And, of course, Branch Rickey, general manager of the old Brooklyn Dodgers, once said, luck is the residue of design. Okay, I think we've made the case. Luck is a universal proposition. Richard Wiseman is a psychologist at the University of Hertfordshire in England who spent the last 8 years studying why some people seem to have all the luck and others none. He's written a book. It's called The Luck Factor, and he joins us. Thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure.
So there is such a thing as luck?
Oh, there definitely is. I think the word is used in various ways. And in one way, and this is what I differentiate in the book, is the notion of chance. Those events which we really have no control over at all, so like winning or losing the lottery. But then we also use the word to describe a series of seemingly chance events, which I think are far more within our control than we realise. So we talk about being in the right place at the right time, and it's that type of luck, the kind of luck in life, which I'm really talking about.
Mm-hmm. Lay out a scenario for us, if you can, where a property we refer to as luck plays a role and we can steer it.
We carried out some experiments where we had lucky and unlucky people. We asked them to meet us in a particular coffee shop, and that meant they had to walk along a particular street in order to get to the shop. And we placed money, £20 notes, on the ground. And what happened, lo and behold, the lucky people, for the most part, spotted the money and picked it up. The unlucky people walked straight over the opportunity. When they got to the coffee shop, there were four other people there. One of the people was a millionaire there. The others were not. The lucky people were drawn to that person. It's not they just sat down opposite him. They started to chat to the person. And so when they came to the university in the afternoon, I said, well, how's the day been? They said, well, it's been really lucky. I found some money on the ground. I got chatting to this guy. Already we're thinking about doing some business together. You know, it's really wonderful. The unlucky people said, well, you know, nothing particularly special has happened.
Could that not just make the case that there are simply people who are more observant of the circumstances around them in life?
Oh, I think that's it. I'm arguing that people are not born lucky. There's nothing magical going on. There are very simple processes at work here. Mm-hmm. And lots of people will say, yes, you know, I'm lucky or I'm unlucky, not realizing that they are creating their own luck through their behavior, through the way in which they see the world.
You have a what amounts to a luck profile, don't you? A series of questions that people can answer?
Yeah, we created a series of experiments called Luck School, where people would carry out a series of exercises that got them to think and behave like a lucky person. And we found out that for around about 80% of the people, that yes, indeed, they felt luckier and more satisfied with their lives at the end of the experiments than the beginning. But the key issue for us was exactly how do you kind of model that process for each individual? And to do that, you need to understand their luck profile, the degree to which they're already incorporating each of the four principles into their lives. We've just carried out a series of experiments where we've actually taken luck into business. We've taken a medium-sized business and we've taken all the employees through Luck School. And just before I left to come over to America, I went back and after 3 months, the profits of that business are actually up by a third. Now, whether that's to do with us or not, that is an issue for further research.
Well, it could be the product too, couldn't it?
Oh, it could well be. But I think what's happening is that, you know, when people come to look around the company, what do they see? They see a workforce now which is far more optimistic and happy and confident about the future than before. And that is very, very persuasive. In business, I think there is this notion that luck is something, you know, you want to be successful, you want to be competent. But saying you're lucky sounds like an external attribution. It's nothing to do with you.
I guess in a way, it's also a more attractive human trait for someone to say I'm lucky rather than for someone to say, well, you know, I just have this magic about me that attracts good things.
That's absolutely right. And also the notion of being luckier is inherently light-hearted, and I wanted the book to have a light feel to it so that people go, yeah, I could do with some more luck in my life, in a way they may not say exactly the same about success, for example. Sometimes people are quite defensive about the notion of be more successful because it sort of implies that maybe they're not as successful as they might be.
There are people who would consider themselves unlucky who also in the same breath consider themselves simply realistic in the way some of the rest of us are not.
There is some of that. And I think that the lucky people, for the most part, are what psychologists call unrealistic optimists. They tend to look on the bright side. They tend to expect things to go a little bit better than they probably actually will. Mm-hmm. But those beliefs motivate us. They are absolutely vital. They keep us going. They help us persevere in the face of failure.
Where do we human beings, do you think, Dr. Wiseman, start figuring that there's a force in our lives called luck that we can touch, that's palpable?
In terms of individuals, one of the things that we saw was that often with the lucky and unlucky people, their beliefs about luck will be set at a very young age, often as the result of an event that had happened, a formative event. So the lucky people, they would often say, you know, when I was a kid, I had this accident, but I walked away relatively unhurt, and so I was labelled as a lucky person. And that stuck with me, influenced my thinking, my behaviour. The unlucky people, exactly the opposite. There was one woman who, the day she was born, just through, you know, natural causes, three other people in her family actually died. So she was seen as a jinxed baby, an unlucky baby. And she was told that literally from day one. And it's a belief that has stuck with her and helped create a lot of the failings in her own life.
Dr. Wiseman, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Richard Wiseman, a psychologist at the University of Hertfordshire in England, his new book is titled The Luck Factor.